Originally, the students were going to go to Puerto Rico, but after the hurricane there, plans changed. The Costa Rica trip was organized through an educational program, EF, which stands for Education First.
I think it went amazingly well.
Rowan Barraza has been PHS's Spanish teacher the last few years and was the trip's chaperone.
It just seemed very well planned and organized. There was just zero stress. And then the students themselves were super well organized. They were always on time. They were really respectful. Made my life super easy as a leader.
The Petersburg group traveled with 46 other students and chaperones from California, Nebraska, and Colorado. Their itinerary was a mix of urban and rural, science and culture. They visited the ocean, a volcano, hot springs, cities, and the jungle, went zip lining, cooked, and danced.
Me llamo Noah.
Sophomore Noah Sullivan had been overseas a few times before going to Costa Rica, but he says this was unique.
The trip was really cool. It was a lot of traveling. We drove around in a bus a lot of the time with our tour director and going around and seeing different cities and landmarks and people and learning different things about the country.
Sullivan says his favorite part was meeting other students.
There was just a lot of really cool people that we met there that were, you know, from Costa Rica and from other states that we traveled with. And I really enjoyed that part and being able to share that whole experience with them.
Hola, me llamo Sarah.
Sarah Larson was also a sophomore. She says her favorite part of the trip was snorkeling in the ocean, which she had never done before. It was her first time overseas, and she says the experience was very eye-opening.
Before I went, everything you see on like TV about those countries down there, it looks like very poor. And I always thought that that was just a generalization, but it's like actually how they live down there.
How could you tell that?
So compared to the houses here, their houses, like, they weren't very structured that well.
Larson also felt a deep sympathy for Nicaraguans in Costa Rica who had fled the violence in their home country.
Me llamo S. McKay. Yo tengo 17 años.
McKay Jones was a junior on the trip. It was his first time overseas. He says the rainy weather was familiar, but it was a lot warmer than back home in Petersburg. He especially enjoyed visiting the jungle.
There were some sloths and monkeys, a couple snakes, and quite a few lizards.
What were the sloths like?
Adorable. Just adorable.
Jones also liked learning about the efforts Costa Rica is taking to preserve their rainforests.
There was a point back in the 80s, I think, where they had like only 23% of their entire tiny country was forests and jungles, which was the lowest it had ever gotten. From there, they started to put laws into place and do what they could to improve that and grow back as much as they could and keep it protected.
The Costa Rica trip really gave Jones the travel bug. He says he wants to return to that country someday, as well as see all 7 continents in his lifetime. And that makes his teacher very happy.
I mean, that's my dream right there, was just to plant that seed in each student of this desire to explore the world.
Barraza herself will be traveling again soon. She's going back to Costa Rica for 2 years to teach teachers there through the Peace Corps. The trip cost each student $3,200. All the transportation, lodging, and food was included. The students fundraised for about a year with car washes, concessions, and bake sales. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.